I can't but hear those words from John's Gospel, those words of Jesus at the end of that passage, and not be moved by them. John chapter 3, verse 16 is written on the hearts of many a follower of Jesus, I think. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that the world might be saved through him. Our faith revolves around that single sentence. That's where it all comes back to. And that really is what we are thinking about today, and more, how we think about how we respond to it. Knowing this amazing great truth, this big thing that sits like a giant mountain at the heart of our faith, what then comes from it? How then do we respond to it? And that's what we think about today. So let's think. The season of Lent is an odd season sometimes for some of us, because there is a sense of kind of delayed gratification. And we get it in Advent as well. This kind of, we know that there's something really amazing that's around the corner, but for 40 days or so, we have to not celebrate it. We have to kind of think about it, but wait for it. And I don't know about you, but in the world at the moment, waiting isn't something that we do very well. We live in a very impatient world. It feels somehow kind of ironic that in a world where we get things so fast, we can be so impatient about not getting them fast enough. It's like we got a little taste of how it is to get things immediately, and then everything has to be like that. It's amazing. I remember when I was younger, and I'm dating myself, these moments in our own stories, you feel like, oh, that was yesterday, and then you're like, oh, well, that was about 40 years ago. Oh, no. But growing up with computers, so my dad worked in computers. He was a director of a company that developed software. He wasn't a developer himself, he wasn't a coder, but there were computers around, and they were those big, chunky CRT ones, you know what I mean? With green type on them. And these tiny little black screens with green type. And these huge boxes, massive computer things. And of course, in my lifetime, we've seen things change. I remember the modem sound, waiting to hook up to the internet when the internet first arrived. That sound that meant things were going to happen. And you would wait. I remember looking at websites when I was, how old was I, 17? So 1997, 1996, around that period, when the internet was really just coming into schools and things. I'm going to websites and waiting for the images to download. Does anybody remember this experience? You go to a website and the picture comes in like a line at a time. And you would wait for 5 minutes to get a full view of whatever image you were looking at. In my case, I was looking at the X-Files, but your experience may be quite different. Waiting was a thing that you had to do. You had no choice about it. Waiting for computer games to load might not be your experience, definitely mine. You would wait for half an hour for a computer game to load. Half an hour for it to come. These days, if you boot up a computer and you aren't able to do something within 30 seconds, you feel frustrated, don't you? When we think about the way the world has come so much closer, we can talk to people instantaneously. You can talk to people on the other side of the world through all the various apps that we've got instantly. It's crazy. Information is coming right at us all of the time because it happens in the moment, instantly. Waiting isn't something we're used to. Being bored isn't something that we're used to. And interestingly, that seems to be not really helping us very much. That seems to be doing us actually a little bit of a damage. Because human beings, it's weird, we need to be a bit bored. We need to have that space to let our brains do the ticking over thing that our brains do. We need a little bit of silence. We need a little bit of the ability to get off the leash a little bit. And that takes space and that takes distance. And you know what? Waiting was actually really good for that. How are you at sitting in traffic? See, my road rage manifests when somebody doesn't use their indicators correctly. It's a problem. But I know it can be so frustrating to sit in traffic and think, oh, what am I going to do? I need to be somewhere. I need to be somewhere now. It's hard. Waiting is hard. In Lent, we practice the discipline of doing some waiting, of deliberately making space and looking forward to a thing, but not letting ourselves experience it yet. And that means that we have space. We have space to let ideas percolate down, to let ourselves expand into the space that we have, because we need to. These amazing truths that we're thinking about. God so loved the world that he gave his only son that we might have life through belief in him. Enormous. We need space to think about it. And so waiting is what we do. But waiting is never just sitting. It's never just passivity. Just sitting there and letting stuff come at you. Waiting can be such a creative time as your brain does its thing. You know, writers talk about how often ideas come to them. People always ask writers, where do your ideas come from? Well, they come from the same place as everybody else's ideas come from. But you just pay a bit more attention to them and you make space to experience them. A lot of writers say the ideas come in the shower, right? When you can't do anything else apart from get clean, your brain isn't thinking about anything, so your brain does its stuff. And it thinks, oh, what's the next thing in the plot? When cleaning your teeth is a marvelous way of getting new ideas to come because you're not thinking about anything in particular, you're just letting it go. Faith is something in us that needs space, that needs the ability to just let it ruminate, to let ourselves work on it slowly. Our waiting in this season isn't passivity, just hanging around until something comes. It's letting ourselves work through. And we can do that in gentle ways, in thoughtful ways. We do it through reading scripture. Lent is a great time to take up a daily discipline of just reading a little bit of the Bible every day. We've got some wonderful little booklets down there by the font. Do grab one if you haven't yet. Readings every day that you can read just to get your brain primed and to get it thinking. Because faith is where everything else comes from. We respond to that mountain of truth that we have there, that God so loved us that he gave us Jesus. We respond to that in faith. This growing, building, expanding realization of how that truth sits in our lives, how we can respond to it. Now, I would be remiss this morning if I didn't reference that incredible news that came over the last couple of days of attacks on Iran. Once again, the world is thrown into a situation of violence, of uncertainty. What's going to happen tomorrow? Who knows? Everything has come very, very fast. When I wrote in my newsletter about the theme for this week, I used the little heading, hurry up and wait. Any of you from a military background? Yeah, hurry up and wait is a military thing because you're continually being told, get somewhere really quick and then you're going to sit and be bored for about a week. And then suddenly it will all happen because that's how it works. Things have happened. Things have just gone so fast. And for us people of faith, our response to that comes out of our faith. We may be disconcerted by it. We may even be hopeful because the regime in Iran was not a good one. But is this the best way to deal with it? Who knows? It's big. It's bigger than us. But what we can do is respond to it in faith. We can give this to God. We can respond in compassion. Because our first concern, and Jesus' first concern, we know, is for people. Because people are of infinite worth. So we pray. We pray for people. We know that God's hand is upon the whole world, and we turn to him. And we pray for peace. We pray that peace may come out of this. And that we may be brought back to God's good path. That is our faith responding. That network that's built up in us. May you have that grounding of faith to help you, to sustain you, to encourage you over the next few days. That whatever happens, we know that we are with God. And he is with us. And he loved us so much that he sent even his own son to us. May you have the space to let that response grow in you, day by day, step by step. Amen.